from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Heidi and Frank Show, live from 9 a.m. here on Monday, November 3rd. Heidi, you're missing out. I mean, I know you came in on Friday for Halloween. We were all dressed up, but you should have come in today because Jeremy Piven is here with us.
Hooray!
In the studio.
Hi, Jeremy Piven.
There he is.
How are you?
You look just like Jeremy Piven. It's crazy.
Someone's got to be. Someone has to do it.
Is it really him or someone still wearing their Halloween costume as Jeremy Piven? We'll find out.
They nailed it if somebody else might have.
How's everyone doing? Good?
Well, good.
Yes.
We're tired because we were celebrating the Dodgers all weekend.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo! Did you watch the game?
I did watch the game.
Oh, my God.
It was incredible. It was so dramatic.
I mean, I was on the edge of your seat the entire time and ended up going back to back. So the parade is later. You go into the parade?
Oh, yeah, man. I love just lots of strangers
together. A lot of crowds. You know? Really great parking. Yeah. Traffic.
Oh, there's so much good just energy and spirits. And
you've always wanted to set a city bus on fire.
Yeah, that type of. No. I will be celebrating them. From a different location.
Right.
Yeah. But I love
us
that.
Too. Us
I love,
too.
Yeah. I love a good celebration. They deserve it. Just so much to be learned from that team, if you think about it. I mean, Mookie, who was down on himself, you know, and then Jeter says, hey, man, you've been helping with your defense. And it's just really cool things. And then their two top players are from Japan. Their process is totally different. We can. There's a lot to be learned from this, everyone.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And by the way, if you can't fall asleep later, you can listen to my take on the Dodgers. And it will put you to sleep. I feel like I got to be honest with you right now. Can I be honest?
Yeah,
I feel like
course.
We're in an alternate universe at this moment.
Oh,
yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Let's be in an alternate universe.
Did our green room throw you off?
No, it's just the whole energy, the vibe. I don't know if you guys are exhausted or the universes were on it. I don't know what timeline we're on right now. I feel like we're having an interesting moment.
Well, the clocks did go back an hour yesterday. Maybe that's
what it is.
The variable.
The savings.
Okay, so no one.
Jeremy thinks it's 10 a.m. It's only 9, and it feels weird.
Yeah,
everything feels weird right now.
Yeah.
But we're gonna make sense of it.
It's probably the drugs.
No, we got a new. But he furnished the green room, and last time Jeremy was here, probably 8 months ago. When before you went out on your stand up tour, you were coming out to promote that, and you, actually you're back and you're promoting your shows here at the Irvine Improv November 7th and the 8th. Is this the end of the tour?
Yeah.
I remember one time doing Entourage and Al Pacino showed up because he wasn't doing Entourage. We never had him on, but I had a moment with him, and he didn't understand the premise of television series. He goes, when does it end? He just didn't, you know what I mean? He was so scared by the idea of doing a series. And so to answer your question, I don't know when the tour is going to end.
Oh.
There is no end. You just keep making people laugh. And the cool thing about Irvine is it feels like we're in another state, but we're, you know, about an hour away from Hollywood, and I get to jump in a car and go out there, and it feels like I'm in a different world. But Orange County is beautiful, and the improv there is intimate, but it's about 500 people. I'm doing about 4 shows, and it's a great vibe, great room, and everybody wins.
So they can go and get tickets, at the Irvine website or jeremy-piven.com?
Yeah, and if they mention you guys, let's give them a free meet and greet.
All right.
Yeah, let's sweet. Because we don't want them to pay more money. I'm Jewish. I think about these things. We want everyone to be able to hug it out. But
does that come with touching, or is that like you got to stay a certain distance away from Jeremy?
You do whatever's right. You know, I mean, that's the
firm
the cool,
handshake, eye contact. Nice to meet you. You made me laugh.
Yeah, we can hug it out. You know, whatever's right. And that's the great thing about stand-up is like people show up. And I mean, now I feel like, because so many comics are posting their interactions with the audience, people feel like, okay, this is my moment, and I'm going to yell some crazy
stuff really?
Out. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the heckling is up to notch?
It's there. It's there. But that's one of the great things for me is, you know, you have to keep calling audibles.
Right.
You know, I'm just about to land the plane, and let's hug it out, bitch!
Yeah.
And I'm just about to end the joke,
uh-huh.
You know? Gay Pride is a month, and Holocaust Survivor Day is one day. Yeah. You know, so you survive the Holocaust, you get a day. I'm not going to finish that joke because I
let's hug it out, bitch.
I can't finish that joke because I respect you guys too much. Mm-hmm. Because if I were to finish that joke, I would be thrown off the radio.
Right?
Nah, I doubt.
But
it. Not around
meh, I don't know, man.
You think?
It's very hard to hold myself together and not swear. That's one of the reasons why it's very difficult. But you know, at the improv this weekend, my gloves will be off.
It's off.
I'm going to raw dog it.
Yeah,
Heidi. Yeah,
he's
raw dog.
He's ripping off
weekend.
The comedy condom, and you know you're gonna feel talking everything.
About when Frank was
the
like,
comedy condom, I played there in Des Moines. Oh man, I crushed.
It was a bust.
Oh my god,
it was a bust.
But we finished strong. Good night, everyone. Thank you for coming. Enjoy the meal.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming and coming and coming.
2 drink minimum. Everybody's get pre lubed before we start this show.
Oh,
Irvine
God.
Improv, 500 seats.
Listen, the Dodgers, you know, the Dodgers, the thing is, you know, we wanted the Blue Jays to finish strong, right? Yeah. But unfortunately, the Blue Jays got blue balls. Good night! See what I did? Have you guys noticed that Charlie Sheen is on a victory lap? Have you noticed that?
He really is.
That documentary, he's very likable in that documentary.
Oh, so likable. I love him. The first movie I ever did was I was 18 years old. And I just finished high school, and I was a football player. And then I got cast in Lucas, and I got to play a football player again. And I put the pads on. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm getting paid to act. I'm in a movie. Hollywood has come to town. Charlie Sheen is here. I'm a huge fan of his father's. And, you know, all of a sudden, it's my first day on the set, and he goes, dude, the only thing that's going to get me through this entire shoot, dude, is if I have a 12-pack and a big fat joint, dude. And the director comes over and goes, you know what, Charlie, we're going to get on that 12-pack and that joint for you. And he goes, dude, I forgot I was mic'd. Dude, everyone heard him. And that's my first day on a Hollywood set. And I'm like, wait a minute, you need to be medicated to live the dream? And now he's doing these interviews. And he said, I've been with men, I've been with women. And he's now coming out and saying everything. And he said, he's so funny. He said, dude, I've been with men. It's just like flipping the menu, dude. And that's what he says.
Yeah.
Being bi is flipping the menu. It's genius. It's like, dude, I was having steak and mashed potatoes, and you flip the menu, and it's cocktails, dude. Cocktails, dude. And by the way, dude, I've been with way more than 2.5 men. We made a joke.
Irvine,
this weekend, we're going to be with more than 2.5 men.
Yeah, my wife watched after the Charlie Sheen documentary. She goes, I think I'm in love with him. And
he's
I go,
very likely.
Really? My God, is this like free reign? I can do whatever I want. You just fall in love with Charlie Sheen.
See, that's the thing. It's like, that's what's beautiful. Listen, he is a fascinating character, and he's been through the belly of the beast, and he's lived to tell about it. And it's kind of genius. And I really love the fact that people have empathy for someone that's been through it and then has evolved.
But you know why that is, Jeremy? It's because he owns it all. And it's when people run from it and hide and act higher than and holier than and I never did that. And I never. No, he's going, oh, yeah, I did all that. And I'm different now and I'm changing. And that's why you empathize with him, because he owns it all.
I love it.
He's not
it.
Trying to hide from any of it.
No.
That's why he's so likable.
Or is it what he was doing before? Was this not as like shocking as coming out and admitting and even going further and saying, you know, everything that you've ever done? Like, there is nothing held back. Before, it was like shocking what he was doing. It's like, oh my God. And now it's shocking for him to talk about it and reveal even more. Do you have, like, has it inspired you, Jeremy Piven, to like, is there some untold story
tell
that you'd like to tell?
Tell us the Jeremy Piven story.
Well, because I was... It was my first movie, and he represented, like, I'm a Chicago stage actor, and he just represented Hollywood to me. And it just was a different mindset. Like, I was just so grateful to be there. I was like, wait a minute, we get paid to act? This is unbelievable, and I get to play a football player. So he, you know, I haven't been around him since, and I've only seen him from afar. But like, what a great story! And I'm just very curious.
Your impression of him is killer. Yeah,
well, it's Malibu, dude. It's the Malibu accent, and it's also the nasal from pounds of pure Bolivian cocaine. They're just sandblasting hookers,
it's
dude.
So good.
You know, sandblasting, you know, so just good. Prostitutes, dude. Dude, I don't pay them to stay, dude. I pay them to leave.
Which is the one of the greatest lines ever, yeah.
Yeah, man, dude, you know, that's the great thing about stand-up is, like, I immediately, once I saw him doing these interviews, I put him into my act because I do this whole bit about this country and New Zealand being the only two countries that allows Big Pharma to advertise on television and the side effects, you know. Side effects from Ozempic include dizziness, projectile anal bleeding, barking. You know, seizures, AIDS, and people are like, I want to lose weight. I want Halloween candy, and I want to get ripped. You know, like, we're insane. And so I think we should get adorable celebrities to read off the side effects because they'd be less daunting, like Owen Wilson. You know, wow, side effects include everything tastes like butterscotch. You know, whatever. And then I was like, wait a minute, Charlie Sheen, it would be amazing. Oh, have Charlie Sheen. Dude, you know, everything tastes like tiger blood, dude. It's like unbelievable, dude. You know, you can just snort massive amounts of tiger blood. And, you know, I just riff on – that's what's great about stand-up is, like, you can take whatever, like, that day in the news mm-hmm. and just mm-hmm. insert it mm-hmm. right in there.
What's great about Ozempic is that it's made the people who are still losing weight the good old-fashioned way with cocaine say they're on Ozempic.
Oh yeah!
Like no one's accusing you of having a coke habit anymore. Right. It's like you must be on Ozempic. Like, yep,
so thin.
Yep.
I snort it.
It's also kind of amazing to me with we have so much information. I mean, you can just, like, you know, go on your phone and find 116 different ways to, like, legitimately lose weight, and people are still like, nah, I'm just gonna snort Ozempic.
I want Halloween candy, and I want to get ripped.
The third act is gonna be me in a diaper, but I don't care.
Yeah,
let's just play through.
There's just too much information. I hate the fact that people can look stuff up. Because the art of BS has completely been destroyed because people, like, when you're sitting there talking and you make something up and they can go, well, let's just see real quick. And I'm like, oh, man.
Mm.
I enjoyed the fact that I could take you down a road of total horse ass.
But at the same time, because they've had these people that are so brilliant at getting our attention devised all these apps, and so they understand our demographic, so we're being fed everything from our point of view. So it just keeps enhancing our point of view.
Preach to the choir.
You know what I mean? Yeah. We think we're getting all this information. It's like, no, they're just catering to your ideology.
Your own psychosis.
Your algorithm.
Yeah, you're right.
Exactly.
You're brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was talking about, it's happened, there's a Xenia Monet. She becomes the first AI-based artist to chart on the Billboard radio charts with a song called How Was I Supposed to Know?
Hate it.
A completely, you know, fake persona, fake voice, fake, you know, it's all AI content created. And I thought we were the group that got pissed off. We found out Milli Vanilli wasn't actually Milli Vanilli. So how are we going to tolerate nothing but AI content creation?
That's a great point. We're in the golden age of now. Everyone is Milli Vanilli.
But speaking of tours, as we did earlier with Jeremy Piven's tour, this person, he or she or whatever it is, can't tour. You can't go see them. You can't go see a show.
No, but also, here's my legitimate question to you guys. Can AI craft an original joke? And I say no, and I tell you why. Because that's the great thing about humor is we're all sharing a human experience. And unless...
Can relate.
Yeah, unless you have the insight. Because we're laughing because it's like, oh, man, that is so true. Exactly, yeah. And you have that moment with a comic. And can AI do that? Because AI is just karaoke. It simulates all the information that's been given at the speed of light and then spits out different ways to do it, but it doesn't have that human element.
It could not have been in the conversation and thrown out its own busted condom joke.
No.
And we're all throwing out the busted comedy club condom jokes. It couldn't have joined in and be like, oh, and by the way, pre-lubed.
Right.
Like,
no.
Wow. It's like the computer's hilarious.
Because it is that variable of... Yeah,
Humanity.
Who knows, man? If it,
I heard in 5 years they're saying all content's going to be AI created. I mean, that we're going to be on there and just totally accepting it, and then any human content is just going to be like a hobby somebody does on the side because it's just dominated by AI.
It's just it's we're living in pretty scary times, but we can allow ourselves to be frozen by that fear and live in the future and be paralyzed by it, or we can be totally present and live the dream. Welcome to my TED Talk, everyone.
Jeremy Piven, everybody.
Yes.
Next, he's going to talk Japanese Dodger preparation.
Well, no,
you gotta
no,
have a notebook.
Seriously, man, you want to go and do a deep dive? Take a look at you know Otani and look at their prep, because it is kind of genius because they don't lift weights. It's mobility. It's like they're throwing like spears and crazy stuff. So it's like, you know, I'm all about mobility. As you get older, you have to yeah. you have to be mobile. But these guys, like, it's kind of genius what they're doing. And they're also, I mean, the first thing they said to Otani, what are you going to do to celebrate? And he said, go to sleep. And it's just yeah. like these guys are just, mm-hmm. you know, they're Spartans. They're hardcore. Whereas, you know, Clayton Kershaw will be out till 1 o'clock. Completely naked, drinking yeah. adult beverages.
Chugging yeah. champagne, yeah.
Kike's climbing a light pole someplace.
Yeah. But he is the Big Lebowski. If you look at him,
yeah,
he's amazing. I love that he went out on top. It's just genius.
And he got to go in, that one time in what game, I don't know what game it was.
Yeah. But the 18-inning game.
Two outs, yeah. bases
game
loaded.
Game three. Yeah.
Went to a full count and had the guy swing on a bad pitch.
Yeah.
Just strike him out. Oh, yeah. Like to end your career like
that's a Hollywood
just
movie.
Bless him.
Yeah.
Bless him.
And that body he's got. Him running around the field with his shirt off afterwards. I was like, me and Kershaw got a lot in common.
Yeah, I mean, he's very relatable.
Double nipple rings, Johnny? Double
yeah,
nipple
maybe
rings?
Not that. Maybe yeah, not that, but.
He has double nipple rings?
No,
Johnny does.
Oh,
I didn't
too
know
much information yeah. for me. Okay, can't get that
one's
back.
Just not enough, Jeremy. He
okay.
needed two.
Yeah.
He needed two.
He doubled
right.
down.
Yeah.
Improv, Irvine Improv, November yes. 7th and 8th. Jeremy Piven, he's here with us. He's going to be there doing a couple shows. Jeremy-Piven.com.
We're all going to be hugging tickets. It out. We're
yes.
going to be. I mean, listen,
mention
it's
us,
like, it's like, I don't know, $35 or something, which you would pay for a movie to come and see me live and hang out and laugh your asses off. And, you know, people, thank you for not saying, like, what can we expect from me at the Improv? I appreciate that. Because what I'm hearing from people is like, I just did New York and sold out the Sony Hall out there, and it was a blast. And people
Congrats.
Said to me, like, thank you. They said it was pure escapism because they're going through it. They're about to maybe have a communist mayor. They don't know what's going on, literally.
Yeah.
And they were like, look, man, I didn't look at my phone once for an hour while you were on stage, and it was pure escapism. And they were all thanking me, and I was like, that's kind of cool, man. This is what I can offer. Like, the reality is, oh, this is Jeremy Piven. They're going to give me a minute, maybe 2 minutes. Like, oh, that's the guy from Entourage. And then if you don't deliver, it's a wrap.
Right.
But I can hold people's attention, make them laugh, and forget about everything for an hour. And that's pretty cool, and I love that. And that that meant a lot to me, especially now because, you know, we're worried about AI or maybe having a communist mayor. We don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. We don't want to go. We don't want to get political right now.
Because, you know, but like you said, you need to yes. escape. People need to escape. That's our show too. That's what we feel like. We're just trying to
Absolutely.
Like have fun for 4 hours. Just forget about.
I don't want to go. I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah.
It's like,
you know how we rolled the clock back an hour. You lost an hour yesterday, or you gained an hour yesterday.
Right.
You lost it listening to this show. You lost right. that hour of your life and never
yeah.
get it back.
Yeah, sorry about
Sam
that.
Sam is gone. Mm-hmm.
But I think maybe the AI thing, like you said, going out and seeing Jeremy Piven live at the Irvine Improv is something to go out. And you're celebrating with other people who want to go out and see live comedy and be a part of something in the moment, whether you go see live music, you know, whether you're going to go see AC/DC in Las
right.
Vegas at the Allegiant, you know, stadium, or, you know, it's a billion-dollar venue. Go see them there. I think it's going to, what AI is going to do for us, like you said, you hate going out in, like, crowds and parades. It's going to keep the people who are the mole people inside, you know, watching AI-produced content, and the real people that you'd want to connect with out in the real world who are going to live events. That's who,
face to
gonna,
face.
Basically, it sends half of us home, and half of us will be outside dwellers.
You can't spell, or you, yeah, you can't spell live without live. Right.
Johnny.
That's deep, man.
Johnny.
That is deep.
Wow, someone's tuned in his nipples this morning.
You know,
took a big bong rip.
So if you go to my, my social media... I just posted something because, you know, we just came off a big Sunday of football, and George Kittle and the 49ers won. And uh-huh. George Kittle's this brilliant, wild tight end. And he was being interviewed, and he just basically just burst into this, like, celebration of Primitive War, which is a movie that I have out right now. They just it's in it just got out of theaters and it's on all the platforms. And he's like, "Have you guys seen this Vietnam War dinosaur movie? It's unbelievable." And I just posted him just in his press conference going off on my film.
Wow.
Which is unbelievable. And it's one of these things where it's kind of gone viral. It's like you never know. You know, I'm out here, you know, I love this film and it's pure escapism. Mm-hmm. It's literally like you've taken mushrooms and you're watching, you know,
Vietnam War and dinosaurs.
Yes, it's like watching Full Metal Jacket meets Brontosaurus. Full Metal Brontosaurus, which is my stripper name. Full Metal Brontosaurus. Welcome to the stage, Full Metal Brontosaurus. That's the last thing I say before I finish.
Brontosaurus.
That's a safe word.
You can tell when a guy has written a song before or after they've finished. Yeah. Have you noticed? Everything John Mayer has written is pre-cum, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're right. It is, right?
Absolutely.
Your body is a wonderland. He hasn't come. But he hasn't come. But if you notice, you can tell when a guy, after a guy's finished, they write songs like, "Hello, darkness, my old friend."
Oh my God!
You know,
this is the type of hilarity
you can
expect.
Irvine, everybody.
At the Irvine
this is common bass music from now on.
Yeah, right. Hello.
I'll really never listen
me
to the same
way. Looking for. Yeah. Then they finish.
Is that a wet spot or
bitch,
a wet shit?
Get out the way!
Get out the way, bitch!
At Jeremy Piven on social media, says you can follow him there. And this movie, Primitive War.
Primitive War.
It is a Vietnam, like based in 1968. These guys go in to search for some missing Green Berets, and they're in the jungles of Vietnam and run into dinosaurs.
Have you seen it?
I have not.
You got to see it.
That's
it's crazy.
What I read, and it sounds
it's
fantastic.
Madness. But it's an R-rated dinosaur movie. It's exactly what we needed. And we premiered it at Comic-Con. And it's an indie film that is just massive.
Does it have hints like the first Predator when they were out there and they didn't know what was out in the woods? Like, what is out there? So they didn't know it was going to be dinosaurs, but there's like the six guys.
Yeah. I mean, what's interesting is I play this colonel who sends these Green Berets into I lose my Green Berets and I send my guys in to go and bring them. It's a recon mission. And so I don't really think about what film it's derivative of
because
it's just insane, you know. And I'm just like this Southern colonel that's seen it all, which I love playing so much. We filmed it
like
in
Colonel
Australia.
Sanders.
I don't know if it was
Colonel Lingus.
Yeah, Colonel. Man, you can't. Heidi is still.
I'm on
can't
one.
Get, yeah,
I can't.
Yeah,
I
she's.
You got with the condom and the raw dogging and the comedy
she's still
club.
There.
My brain
right
just went
there.
Staying
oh
in that lane.
Oh my gosh, she's just there.
All
so
the time.
Interesting.
All the time.
Oh my God.
So maybe you didn't base your character off Colonel Sanders, but another Southern Colonel.
Deep fried goo that will stay in your gut.
I see those dinosaurs out here.
Yeah.
That was more Foghorn Leghorn.
Yeah, that's Foghorn Leghorn.
I lost my berets.
When you're going to be a colonel for a Vietnam, you know, sci-fi flick, how do you like go for that character? Study.
Well, that was cool about this film is you go for realism. Like, you know, I'm in platoon. You know, I'm going as deep as I can. And by the way, the harder you go with drama, the funnier it'll be anyway. So it is funny and weird and strange, but you never do like a, you know, a wink-wink kind of caricature. You know, when I was playing Ari Gold, I played it a little more serious than drama. You know what I mean? I went in so hard and so committed that became funny.
Yeah.
So you're not going to do like, you know, shtick. You know, you know,
right.
You know,
it's like playing drunk. Like if you're overdoing it, you got to play drunk. Like you're not like you're acting like you're not drunk. Like your mom's busting you. You know?
Right. You're desperately trying to look sober.
Correct.
Wow.
Never go
drunk.
Full retard.
Frank Kramer. You can't go full retard.
Yeah. That's a great movie.
Tropic Thunder.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Could you? You know, I did a movie with Downey. Man, I shouldn't say this, but he was in brown face, and I did played it opposite Jamie Foxx, and you know he was brilliant in it, and Jamie then plays a white cop that I Jamie and I are the leads, and I'm obsessed with Steph Curry, and Fox is obsessed with LeBron James. We're on our way to the All-Star break, and Jamie has this film that he wrote and directed, and it's wild, over-the-top, raunchy comedy, and he won't release it. And I don't mean to out the guy, but it's like, Jamie, let's go. This is exactly what we need right now, because everyone needs to laugh.
Yeah, and this is so crazy, over-the-top.
Yeah, it's called All-Star Weekend. And we shot it 116 years ago. But the good thing is that Jamie and I looked the same as we did 10 years ago because we're incredibly vain and we use a lot of moisturizer.
Mm-hmm. Smart.
Black
you're
don't
in
crack
Hollywood.
And I'm just vain.
Yeah. You were doing something last time, your beauty regimen. I remember you were telling us about it, what how you stayed so
Salmon sperm.
But that was...
Why?
That was,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drinking it by the gallon.
I just, you know...
hey, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes.
I don't know what I can say on the radio, and I don't know what your delay is, and it's weird.
Well, I think you took a lot of it with that cum discussion. That was a lot of delay right there. Now I think we're building it back up once again.
Yeah.
Are we building it back
except for that.
Except for that one. I got it once more. But Jeremy Piven, he is here today hanging out with us, and he's going to be at the Irvine Improv on November 7th and 8th. Go get your tickets. You can see other show dates and locations. Jeremy-Piven.com or, I guess, IrvineImprov.com. That's what their other website is.
Yeah.
Just at the place.
And by the way, kids, just mention KLOS for your free meet and greet. Heidi and Frank.
Nice.
I'll see you guys. We're going to be hugging it out. Listen, don't be afraid. It's in a big, beautiful outdoor mall, which scares the hell out of me, and yet it's really nice. It's a great vibe out there.
Outdoor malls scare the hell out of you?
Just any malls scare the hell out of me because I just don't, it just scares me.
Yeah.
You know, but this is different. It's like it's a great vibe out there, and they love Trump because it's Orange County, and he's orange, and that's his county.
There's the connection. I mean,
it's named after me, that county. Look at me.
You do a great job. Yeah, I give it an A+.
Tremendous.
Did you do anything for Halloween? Did you celebrate?
No, I'm a grown man.
No, you're a grown man. You don't eat candy
anymore.
People are
like, what were you for Halloween? I'm like, yeah, I dress up for a living. You want me to get in costume and stand next to a punch bowl? You know? Seriously. Yeah. I feel like when I'm in costume, that's, you know, I got to perform.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So yes, it'd be
like for you to pass out like candy, you need a 12 pack and a joint.
That's right.
To pass out candy, I can't do it. I can't do Sheen. That was kind of a Trumpy Sheeny thing I was doing right there. I need a 12 pack and a joint.
But we're talking about
Trump candy. Doing Sheen. Yes. That's a high level of difficulty.
With men, I mean with women, I flip the menu.
But Jeremy, were you talking about you have nieces and nephews? Something. You're an uncle, right?
I'm an uncle, yes.
You are an uncle. And yeah. Yeah, you were talking about your niece, I think, the last time.
Yeah, my niece, Pearl, is amazing, and she's a great drummer. And I said,
yes,
Pearl, you've got skills. You know, Uncle Jeremy, I've always wanted to be a rock star. Like, I'm having a midlife crisis. I always wanted to be a rock drummer. And she goes, I think you're a little too old to have a midlife crisis.
How old is Pearl?
Pearl is 40, so... No, Pearl is... Yeah, it was really awkward. It was awkward, man.
Pearl, I love Pearl.
I did the school play with Pearl,
yes,
and my sister, who directed this movie that I've coming out called The Performance, I had her adapt and direct this movie. I'll be back talking about that, the best thing I've ever done, ever. And so my sister said, do the school play with Pearl, and I said, oh, okay, just not a ton of lines because I'm in the middle of shooting something. And so she had me play King Lear, which is the most dense and word-heavy of all of Shakespeare's play. And so I like am memorizing, you know, King Lear, and Pearl is playing my daughter. And my sister turns around as she's directing us, and Pearl looks at me and she goes, do you think this is fun for me? And I was like, no, Pearl, this is not fun. But Uncle Jeremy is getting beat up right now. And, you know, it's... This is what you do for family.
Right.
You do anything for family.
It's a performing family.
Indeed.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's in the blood. Anybody in the family?
Tiger blood, dude. It's in the tiger blood. I'm going to snort some tiger blood and sandblast some hookers.
good.
Anybody like, have you ever done 23andMe and find out like anybody else in your family, like back in the day, it's like, was like, wow, we're known, we invented this or our family did that.
Anything no, to find you know, out?
We're related to Abe Lincoln.
You know, I've never, you know, I think I picked my parents. My parents, you know, are these, my mother passed away this year. So it's,
Sorry about that, man.
Yeah. It's, you know, we all go through it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you pretend like it's not going to happen, but I think I picked them because they were these incredibly creative, supportive people. And I grew up in the theater and
you're lucky.
I was very lucky and I had a great time. And so I don't, you know, I took my mom cause we're Eastern European and we're in terms of our heritage, we're from the Ukraine. And I took my mom out there, and we just didn't look like anyone. So it was very surreal. So I don't know what I am.
Mm.
But, like, we didn't, you know, although I do look like I could play Zelensky, I could play Zelensky.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, if you think about it, because he and I are identical. We're both, you know, small, undersized Jewish comic actors.
Yeah.
And we're both men of incredible courage. Why is that funny? He's battling a tyrant. I'm battling hair loss and bad reviews.
Irvine, everybody.
Coming, enjoy the field.
Irvine Improv.
Wait a minute, that was a Jewish goodbye.
November 7th.
An Irish goodbye is when you leave without saying goodbye, and
that's
a Jewish goodbye is when you say goodbye, and you
and
never
you
leave. I will see you at the Irvine Improv. Why don't we take some callers? Let's do something.
Hey, what
Let's
I
get some free tickets.
2955. You want to call 12th
of never, you're kidding yourself.com. Call in now. Let's go. Thanks for this crack cocaine, by the way.
If you do want to call, 818-955-2955.
Let's give them some free tickets. I'll see you guys this weekend. Let's go, Heidi. Let's get Heidi out of the house.
Let's go. I'll go see Charlie Sheen here, dude.
Dude, I'm going to be.
If there was somebody in
well,
your family.
Let's get Charlie to
Charlie
my show.
Charlie's supposed to come on the show at some point.
Well,
we've
had Charlie
he's
on
He's been
before.
On every show but yours. But ours, literally.
Yes. I mean, at some point he'll get around to ours. But he was supposed to, I think, come in on maybe this Friday. And we're still looking at maybe this Friday for Charlie Sheen.
It's still got the pending on
oh,
it.
Oh, the pending we're Charlie looking. Sheen.
He just got hired by a big agency. And yeah, he's back. You'll never see him again.
Yeah, we'll never see him.
Dude, I'm in Malibu. I'm back on it, dude. Living the dream, all right? Two and a half men, dude.
So
he just became
good.
Like a...
I'm banging two and a half men as we speak, dude. I'm knee-deep in a stranger, dude. Let's go.
He's like the Mandela effect. A lot of people are saying that they remember Charlie Sheen passing away 2 years ago from AIDS.
What?
Yeah, that's what a lot of people are saying now. And it's like, no, he didn't.
No, that was John Cryer.
Another.
No, John Cryer is alive and well.
I know he's alive and well, but if I had to put money on which one except the dudes, I would probably say John Cryer.
Yes.
Yeah,
I could
see but that's the whole thing. You never know.
You never know.
You never
know.
I mean, that.
Even Jeremy Piven. I mean.
I wish I was gay. Are you kidding?
Life would be easier.
Oh, my God. I could get laid on the train.
Oh, you are. God, you would do so well.
You probably had a few free drinks before from guys who were like, hey, Jeremy, you're cute.
Well, you know, it's funny. We don't need to unpack this. Are we still on the radio? But I mean, I definitely have had more compliments from men than women. 1,000%.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, it's all part of it.
You got that bear cub look to you.
You do. You
bear
you are.
Cub.
You know, like you, little hairy, little cub, you know.
Yeah.
And I think you're getting better looking as you get older, if I'm being honest.
Look at Heidi. Okay, let's go.
I really
let's
do.
Go, Heidi.
Some people do, some people don't. I mean, it's just hit and miss. But
oh, we got
I
some
do.
Calls yeah. coming in.
I like how women are like, men are so lucky, man. When they get older, they just look like George Clooney. I'm like, every dude looks like George Clooney?
Yeah.
No. Most dudes look like something that fell off Shrek's balls.
Okay. You look like George
Not
Clooney's
everyone
eyelids.
Looks like
That's
George
it.
Clooney. You guys just look like silver foxes.
Yeah. Just a couple of
No,
zaddies.
You either look like Tom Ford or Tom Thumb, right? And I'm hopefully look more like Tom Ford.
You do.
Yeah, Johnny said he had a...
Are we still on the radio?
Anupa Loompa.
So.
This is crazy. How long do you guys get to be on the radio for?
It's been a while. Yeah. I think we're on for another 10 or so.
Really?
And then, yeah. So we got another 10 minutes.
And then no commercials?
This has been a whole hour. No, this has been a solid 50 minutes of Jeremy Piven.
This was
unbelievable.
It's being advertised by Jeremy Piven Tour.
I don't remember a time when I wasn't on this show.
I kicked out that chick from Bow Wow.
Literally, I came out of the womb when we started this. This is the timeline we're on.
I'm enjoying you thoroughly. Like I said, I kicked out that bitch from Bow Wow Wow. She was irritating. So I'm like, all right, time to go. Later.
Oh, you guys were interviewing someone from Bow Wow Wow?
Yeah, the girl that sings I Want Candy. Yeah, she was in here. for something. She was just bitch. So I kicked her out.
Okay.
I mean, it was the nicest
way I could
do it.
That's what the energy was. There was some energy in here.
No.
I couldn't identify.
No, because you came in, we sat down. Like, being on the radio, it's like we don't want to have a big conversation unless these lights are on and we're talking.
Oh, man, I love small talk. Yeah.
I know, but
said no one ever.
Yeah.
Dude,
but when you don't love it.
How about this weather, huh, Jeremy? This weather's finally cooling down, you know?
But when small talk is missing, it's weird.
No, I love small talk. Listen, I drive a Tesla because I'm a little bitch, okay?
Yeah.
And when you pop your tire, you have to have the Tesla guy come out because there's no, like, spare. Tesla guy shows up. He goes, hey, man, how's your day? I go, bro. How do you think my day is?
Yeah.
I have a flat tire. He goes, you good? I go, bro, how many people when you show up are saying, my day is unbelievable. I'm on the side of the road. Yeah. You know?
I'm late for a meeting now.
Yeah. No, but you got to embrace, that's the whole thing about life. You got to embrace everything.
That's right.
All
that's
of
true.
It. You know what I'm saying?
We want to embrace these calls. We got calls coming in. People want to talk to you.
Let's go. Let's take a caller.
Let's see. We got Will on line one. Hey,
let's
Will.
Go, Will.
Hey, how's it going? Good morning, family. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Is that Will Smith?
Yeah. No. No. Hell no. 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 I'm not.
Keep your name out his mouth.
The Will Smith who hit the homer in Game 7.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Very
cool. Smacked another homer.
not this one.
Okay.
What's up,
I just heard Ari's voice on my Alexa this morning, and after spending 2 days watching the show again, I had to call.
Thank you, sir. You know what's so crazy is that, you know, that show, we have these loyal fans from Entourage, which is incredible. And then since the pandemic, we have this whole new generation of kids, like late teens, early 20s.
A whole new batch.
So the HBO. I'm 41.
I
love it.
So
we heard
Pearl.
You the first time, Will. Yeah, I mean, 41. F-f-f-41. Mix it up.
Yeah. He's freestyling right now.
Yeah. I love it. So what we need is for some beautiful executive to go, well, hold on a second. We've got this group that loves the show, and then we have a whole new generation. Hits are hard to come by. Maybe we'll stop doing reboots of Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
Even there is no Bell. Yeah. No one's in school. Mm-hmm. So it's not safe.
So you would totally be down for that.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Season 9?
Look how excited Will is.
Let's do it.
I think Ari represents Charlie Sheen.
Get back to work.
Ari represents Charlie Sheen.
Oh, my God.
That,
how about that?
That's the now. Whole
oh,
lot.
My God.
Thank you so much, Will. We got Joanne calling. Hey, Joanne.
Good morning, family.
Hi.
Say hello to Jeremy Piven.
I would love to go see Jeremy and go and see him twinning.
Twinning, let's go.
Twinning, let's go.
I will.
And I gotta say,
yes,
yeah.
That Bow Wow Wow chick, that was awesome that you kicked her out. Like, who does not drink at 9 o'clock if you have the opportunity? Mimosas, micheladas. You were right on it, Frank.
Well, thank you, Joanne, for supporting me in that. She was a bitch.
Yeah. I was shocked. I'm like, what?
She was a little judgy.
Well, yeah, we have the opportunity.
Know?
Why not drink?
Listen, the reality is I'm not a morning person. Heidi and Frank are probably not morning people, but they've had to be. You know what I mean?
You nailed it. Wow.
You know, we all get it now. And the thing is, like, you know, we're artists and we're very strange people that, mm-hmm. you know, I grew up with a family of artists and it was, the mornings are difficult for us. We're just little bitches.
Yeah. Especially with the hangover.
It's so hard to tackle the big issues.
Even if you have coffee with, like, the Irish cream, you know?
I think Joanne's got a problem.
So. Mm-hmm.
Joanne, are you drunk right now? Let's be
honest. I am not.
Okay.
But I'd like to have a drink with you at the improv. Well,
let's have a drink. I'm going to get, what's your favorite drink? I'm going to have it ready for you.
Dirty martini.
Dirty martini.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. Let's get a dirty martini.
Ice
cold,
yum.
I'll see you come Friday, second show, and I'm going to tell you why. Because Friday, the second show, is the toughest show in the history of comedy. That's famously why Steve Martin retired from stand-up. Because people are so exhausted from their week, and they just, it's a really tough crowd, Friday, second show. Mm. So let's get you a dirty martini. I'm going to have a dirty matcha, which is okay. just simply matcha with a couple shots of espresso.
Okay.
Okay, and we're right. just going to get dirty together, you filthy little animal.
All right. Corey, get Joanne's name and number, and then we'll give it to Jeremy. He can give it to the right people to get her some
yes,
tickets out
let's
there.
Go.
To the Irvine Improv.
Awesome. Thank you. Let's go.
Stay on hold, Joanne.
All right, great.
Never even thought about that, but that makes total sense.
Yeah.
They barely got there anyway because they had to work late, and the traffic and the kids and the babysitter. And then I
and they're exhausted. They're falling asleep, and then they wake up, and they're yelling stuff. And they're difficult, but you have to just know, okay, this is going to be a difficult audience. But also, you know, my mother used to say to me, like, when you're doing Shakespeare, for instance, if they don't understand you, that's not their fault. It's your fault.
What?
So if you're not making them laugh, that's your fault. No matter how tired they are, it's your job to make them laugh.
You can't be like, this crowd sucks tonight. Mm-hmm. Get to another comic.
Yeah, you can't come off stage and go, man, they were tight. Lame. These guys were tight. No, brother, they were tight, and you couldn't crack them open.
Whoa.
You know what I mean?
So,
Mom.
So there's no such thing as a bad crowd. It's always just a bad performance, even though the performance is sometimes a
there's
repeat.
No such thing as a small role. You know, to this day, people are like, oh, this dude was like, yo, man. Do that scene from Rush Hour. Me and my girl liked you in Rush Hour. I'm like, he was sitting down. I go, bro, that was a 7-minute scene. You want me to perform it for you right now? And he stood up, and he was enormous. I was like, so you got the mochaccino skin. Let's put a dead animal on you. Buttercream, buttercream, crack skin, buttercream. What's below the waist? Mystery meat. I did the whole scene for him.
And I'm sure he appreciated that. He was like,
no, he didn't even care.
He didn't care.
By the way, he didn't even post it. I did the whole scene for him.
And
he never even posted it.
He's recording
it. He filmed the whole thing. He showed it to his girl. He banged her, fell asleep. And
then wrote a song about it.
I get
Move,
nothing.
Bitch, get out the way.
Get out the way.
That's how it's spelled about your video. Was...
Ah. Oh, right. My God.
We got Leslie. She wants to talk to you, Jeremy
Piven.
Hey, Leslie.
Hey. Oh, my God. He's so funny. I had to pull over. I about wet my pants.
Oh, that's a good compliment.
Wow. I love it.
It was a kind of an emergency there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would love to see him.
Let's do it. You're in.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it. Thanks. Love it.
All right. Get Leslie's
info. Let's
go, Leslie.
Friday, second
All right.
Hold on, Leslie.
Free meet and greet.
What's your favorite cocktail, Leslie?
Yeah.
Mojito.
Good call.
What's that say about Leslie?
We're going to do it means that she likes a bit of energy and she likes to get naughty. And we're gonna give you mezcal instead of tequila because it has less sugar. And that means you get less of a hangover. So you'll
and
thank me.
And got a little more smoke on it.
A little smoky.
I like that.
You won't taste
like
the smoke in the mojito, but you'll have less sugar. So you'll... These are little tips from a
degenerate.
Hot tips
from Jeremy Piven.
Is wetting the pants always a problem, or just when Jeremy Piven's on?
Just when Jeremy.
Okay, I just want to make sure you're not having an issue.
Yeah.
You
know? In other words,
Piven or Kegels. Pants right now.
You've been viciously mediocre. Heidi and Frank. Heidi and Frank. I'll give him a courtesy giggle. Yeah. Wait, Piven's on.
Her panties have never been drier with us. Leslie's panties are so dry when we're on the air.
Dry.
And then Jeremy just soaks them.
Jeremy right,
stay
Piven,
hold,
panty
Leslie.
Soaker. That's
panty soaker. It's going to be at the Irvine Improv.
The panty soaker tour.
The full metal brontosaurus panty soaker tour. Yes.
Super soaker.
Raw dogging them wet panties.
Colonel Panty Soaker over here. let's see. Hello, Cynthia.
Hi. Good morning, family.
Are your panties soaking right now?
Mm. Always.
All right. All right. We're going to do a round. We haven't played this with Jeremy, but it's going to be a round of Guess Me Panties with Cynthia. We're each going to ask her one question. We have to guess the color of her panties.
Color of her panties.
All right. You get first questions, Jeremy.
Hmm. Listen, this is very awkward. I don't understand how this game works, but...
Just ask Cynthia a question.
Oh, a
one
so
question.
So you can guess the color of her panties.
Answer, you got to guess the color of her underwear.
What mood are you in right now? How you feeling?
Just relaxed. I'm at work, but
relaxed.
Pretty chill.
Okay.
What color are her panties?
I would say you're relaxed. So I would say kind of a sunrise, orangey. Let's go with turquoise.
Turquoise.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, okay.
Close. No, but no. But
close. Close to turquoise. Oh, okay. Heidi, you got a question for her?
I don't think I've ever asked this one. What color is your bra?
It's a nude.
Nude.
Nude bra. I'm going to go purple panties.
Purple?
No.
No. Johnny?
All right. Did you get laid this past weekend?
Of course.
Okay. Of course.
Okay. Then no, we're going to go navy blue.
Navy blue.
Yes.
Oh, Johnny.
Johnny.
Oh, man.
All right.
Okay. You get a free meet and greet at the
That's what you won.
What the hell?
All right, Cynthia. Get Cynthia's.
I'll see you at the Irvine Improv this weekend,
okay,
Cynthia.
Can't wait to see ya.
Wear the same panties so you can prove it's you.
Uh-huh.
I will.
Just
pull that waistband down, and there's the old navy blue.
Yes, go see Jeremy Piven. He'll be at the Irvine Improv November 7th and the 8th. You can go to the Irvine Improv's website or jeremy-piven.com for your tickets.
Or is that Jeremy/Piven?
Is it slash Piven? I saw a dash. Is it slash Piven?
I don't know. I don't know what any of this means.
He's got people. He doesn't
just
do,
go to
deal
my,
with such
go
things.
To my Instagram, and it'll pop
at
up.
Jeremy
we're
Piven.
All gonna, we're
link
gonna
in bio.
Hug it out this weekend. And wait, you know what? Let's get Charlie Sheen too. I do still have his number.
Yeah.
I'm going to get him to come this weekend to.
You had his number the whole time and you're sitting here and you didn't call him?
Well, no.
Man, thank God.
No. Hey,
well,
but you know, because
number?
Bro code. I think because he's been through the belly of the beast and he's come out the other end and now he's being celebrated, it'll be very interesting to see. If he holds it together, and my money is he will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He absolutely
will.
He's
a pro.
Jeremy Piven, ladies and gentlemen, always
you're
fun
a
having
cheers,
you on,
everybody.
Man. We have to apologize now, Heidi, to those we have offended today, mm-hmm. So let's get to that.
Oh, yeah.
There's a few. Okay. Yeah. Kenyans, of course them. Jupiter, Tom Hanks, and Dolph Lundgren.
Canadians, Space Dogs, Shirley Temple, and Shadow Stevens.
Gary Coleman, Vanilla Ice, Yukon, and all you young grandmas.
Roseanne, Cher, the Jaguars, and Gatorade.
People with ADHD, Jeremy Piven, George Clooney, and Colonel Sanders.
People with Asperger's, Charlie Sheen, Foghorn Leghorn, and Japanese ball players. You really have to listen to the whole show brought to you by GimmeTheVin.com, America's best car buyer. We are Heidi and Frank. And I don't want you.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.